All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar here with today's very special guest, Mr. Luke Wade. Welcome, sir.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. A lot is going on in your life. A lot has been going on since The Voice, and I want to hear all about it.
It's been a wild ride.
Yes, it has. I'm sure it has. Well, we just listened to your duet, your brand new duet with Mia Z, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, that classic Ashford and Simpson song. It's a favorite of mine, and you certainly did it justice.
It was a whole lot of fun to record and to just go through the whole process of making it and meeting Mia Z and you know, releasing it for a good cause.
Yeah, let's talk about that cause. So Frogs for the Cure, benefiting Susan G. Komen. Am I saying that correctly, Komen?
Yeah. Frogs for the Cure is associated with Texas Christian University, and more specifically, Texas Christian University Athletics. So they were the, if you're a sports fan, you'll see that there are pink out games where all the players wear, you know, pink ribbons, and folks in the stands wear pink jerseys and whatnot. And that all started at Texas Christian University.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're the first ones to do that. They pick a song and they create an associated video to raise awareness. And so we went a step further this year and, you know, got permission from the folks who own the rights to Ain't No Mountain High Enough and put the single up for sale with all the proceeds benefiting Komen National, which they do amazing work for in the fields of research for breast cancer, and they also support, you know, the folks who are fighting the disease and connect the people who are grappling with having the disease and having had the disease. So
people do a lot of great things. Yeah.
They're not just for research, which they do a great job with that. They also connect people through their runs and races.
Now, how did you become involved with them?
Well, I do a lot of work with children's hospitals, notably Cook Children's here in Fort Worth. And I was invited to an event called Healthcare Heroes because of my work there, and I met the woman, Ann Loudon, who chairs Frogs for the Cure. So we started talking about the video, and one thing led to another, and it ended up happening and being a great thing, I think.
Yeah, very nice. So you did a wonderful job with it. How was Mia Z? How was she to work with, and how did you get along with her?
Oh, she's an anomaly. Incredibly talented, very, very easy to work with, very professional. I was very surprised. The first time we met, we recorded the song and did the music video on the same day. So it
right
was
out
a
of
long
the gate.
Day.
So you met
right out of the gate. We met in the studio and then did the song and the video all within about 8 hours.
Ah.
She never complained. She killed it.
Nice. Well, let's talk about The Voice a little bit. I mean, my family and I watch The Voice. We're big fans of yours, you know. So season 7 of that show is where you kind of came into the national and international consciousness, and you did a great job on that show, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was very interesting and exciting and fun and a roller coaster just being thrust in the spotlight like that, and then, you know, learning how to maintain it. And to turn it into something that isn't just a, you know, a flash of lightning, you know, something that's a ongoing.
Well, that's
thing.
The trick, isn't it? Keeping not only getting people's attention, and when you have that kind of platform, the getting of the attention is sort of built in. I mean, you have to have your chops, you have to be good, but then, even if you're good, how do you then keep that audience engaged from here on?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a huge platform. You're never going to have that kind of engagement. But just being in front of 15 million people doesn't compare with really connecting with less than that, in my estimation.
Now, when you went into this, what were your expectations? Do you get up in your head about it, or do you just kind of go along with the process, you try out for it, and then before you know it, there you are, and you're doing it?
My expectations were more on the subconscious level. I was like, you know, just be cool, just do your best. Work really hard, things will be good. But the interesting thing about that is that I guess that whenever you're being that way, like your expectations have to do not so much with what you think is going to happen, but with your